Hello, this is VIP Car Rentals in Las Vegas. We're calling to check on number 875-04566B. Just a routine check, nothing urgent.
Holy shit!
What?
Pardon me, yes, we have that number. It's been placed on emergency red line status. Call the police at once and don't let them out of your sight.
Well, you see, that number is not on our current red list, and number 875-045-616B just left our lot in a new white Cadillac convertible.
No.
Yes, he's long gone, totally insured.
At the hotel, there was still no sign of my attorney, so I decided to check in on my own, if only to get off the street and avoid a public breakdown. My arrival was badly timed. The place was full of cops. Most of them were just standing around trying to look casual, all dressed exactly alike in their cut-rate Vegas casuals. Plaid Bermuda shorts, Arnie Palmer golf shirts, and hairless white legs tapering down to rubberized beach sandals.
Look, fella, I told you I have a postcard here that says I have reservations in this hotel. Hell, I'm with the district attorney's conference. I have already paid for my room.
Sorry, sir. You're on the late list. Your reservations were transferred to the Moonlight Motel, which is out on Paradise Boulevard and actually a very fine place of lodging, and only 16 blocks from here, with its own pool.
You dirty little faggot! Call the manager! I'm tired of listening to this dog shit!
Say, I hate to interrupt, but I have a reservation, and I wonder if maybe I could just sort of slide through and get out of your way?
Yes, sir!
This is all I have with me right now. The rest is out there in that white Cadillac convertible. Can you have somebody drive it around to the room?
Don't worry about a thing, sir. Just enjoy your stay here. And if there's anything you need, just call the desk.
My idea was to check into my room, accept the booze and baggage delivery, then smoke my last big chunk of Singapore Grey while watching Walter Cronkite on TV and waiting for my attorney to arrive.